Ever get that feeling like, someone's watching you online? Like the internet just kind of knows you a little too well.
Knows what you're going to click before you do.
Exactly. And it turns out that's not just a hunch. Today we're really diving deep into this whole world of online tracking, trying to figure out like how much these algorithms actually know about us just from our digital footprints.
And I see you've brought a fascinating paper to the table for this deep dive. Returns to data, evidence from web tracking. Catchy, right?
Right. This isn't just some like theoretical mumbo jumbo. They got data, get this, from over 75,000 real people, thanks to Comscore. 75,000. And they actually built a model to see what they could predict just from the websites those users visited.
It's remarkable, the sheer range of things they were looking at. Not just your favorite brand of coffee, we're talking about your age, your income, even how many people you live with.
Okay, so no more buildup. How accurate are we talking here? Can they really tell all that just from some clicks?
Well, it's not a crystal ball, but some things are definitely easier to predict than others. For example, they found that predicting if someone was over 65 just from browsing habits surprisingly accurate. Much more so than, say, if they had three roommates, which, when you think about it, makes sense in a weird way.
Wait, so grandma's online shopping is basically a dead giveaway? That's both impressive and kind of creepy.
Yeah, there's a reason people are talking about this stuff. But it gets even more interesting. They found that while tracking more websites did help, there's a point of diminishing returns.
Diminishing returns. You mean like it stops being as useful after a while?
Right. They actually visualize this with a 3D graph. One axis is websites tracked, the other is the number of users tracked, and the height shows how good the predictions get. So you can see the curve flatten out.
Okay, I'm picturing this graph. What's it telling us?
It means, after a certain point, just gathering more and more browsing data doesn't actually make the predictions that much better. It's like
Yeah.
trying to solve a puzzle. The first few pieces, yeah, you get an idea, but it's the specific, unique pieces that really complete the picture.
And those specific pieces are where those big tech companies come in, right? I mean, Facebook, Google, those guys are sitting on mountains of data. It's not even a secret.
Exactly. They're playing a different game altogether because it's not just your browsing history. Facebook knows your age, interests, maybe even your relationship status right there on your profile. Google's got your search queries, the videos you watch.
So they're not piecing you together. They're starting with like half the puzzle already done,
Right.
while everyone else is stuck with just the website visits.
Precisely. The paper actually calls this combining browsing data with demographic information. And the impact, honestly, is astounding. When you combine those data points, the accuracy of their predictions, it skyrockets. Like on that graph we were talking about, they're not just higher, they're in a different dimension.
Okay, see, now that's where it gets a little too Black Mirror for me. So they're creating these incredibly detailed profiles of us, but what are they actually doing with all this information?
Well, let's just say the possibilities are pretty vast.
Okay, that's not ominous at all. But seriously, we're talking targeted ads, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
We're talking ads so laser-focused, you'd swear they were listening in on your conversations.
Which, let's be honest, isn't that far-fetched these days.
Right. But beyond that, there's the potential to influence your buying decisions, even sway your opinions on certain topics. It gets kind of ethically murky really fast.
Okay, now I'm really feeling like someone's always watching, but it's not like we're completely powerless, right? I mean, we've got GDPR now, those cookie pop-ups everywhere.
Ah, yes, the General Data Protection Regulation. Good old GDPR. You remember those pop-ups taking over the internet a few years back? That was GDPR in action.
Yeah, I practically needed a law degree to figure out my cookie settings. But it did feel like something was changing, like we were getting some control back.
And you're right, to an extent. This research actually found that after GDPR, there was a dip in the amount of tracking happening, especially on websites with, international audiences. Those hefty fines definitely made some companies rethink their whole data collection game.
So, a win for privacy then. Case closed.
If only it were that simple. Because while GDPR did force a lot of companies to, like, pump the brakes on their tracking, they found something really interesting. Larger companies, the ones with access to multiple data sources, their predictive abilities didn't really drop as much. Some even argue they got more accurate.
Hold on, are you saying that by trying to like wrangle in data collection, we accidentally gave more power to the big tech companies who are already swimming in the data? How does that
That
even?
sounds counterintuitive,
But
right?
it's all about resources. Think about it. Smaller companies, they're already struggling to keep up with GDPR compliance. they might have had to cut back even further, which limits their ability to compete. Meanwhile, big tech, they've got dedicated teams, lawyers on speed dial that can navigate those hurdles much easier.
So it's a high-stakes game of limbo. Everyone's got to bend over backwards, but big tech can just limbo lower.
That's a fantastic analogy, and it really highlights this concern that GDPR, while well-intentioned, may have actually made the playing field less even, less competitive, which, of course, benefits the big guys even more. It's like a catch-22, right?
Yeah.
We want more privacy, but we also want a diverse market with options. How do we even balance that?
The million-dollar question. And it leads us to another piece of this puzzle. The Digital Markets Act, or DMA.
DMA. Okay, that one sounds serious. Break it down for me.
So the DMA, this is the EU's answer to what they see as this, you know, imbalance of power in the digital world. Basically, a set of rules to try and stop gatekeeper companies from, well, abusing their dominance.
Gatekeepers being those big tech companies we've been talking about.
Ding, ding, ding. As of September last year, six major tech companies were officially designated as gatekeepers under the DMA. And one of the big things this act focuses on, data sharing.
Data sharing. So they're being forced to, what, hand over their precious data to smaller competitors?
That's the gist of it, yeah. Under the DMA, these gatekeepers, they're obligated to share some of their data with smaller companies, if those companies request it. Under fair terms, of course.
Okay, I gotta admit, forcing big tech to share their data, kind of satisfying, but will it actually make a difference?
That's what the researchers wanted to find out. They actually modeled the potential impact of the DMA by, get this, simulating what would happen if everyone had the same level of detailed demographic data.
Let me guess, things got a whole lot more even.
Yeah, you go. Leveled the playing field significantly, at least when it came to prediction accuracy. It's like giving everyone the same set of tools, right? Mm. And seeing what they can build. Potentially, that could mean a more diverse, more competitive market with innovative new services we haven't even thought of yet.
Okay, that's a bright spot. I'll give you that. But I can't help but wonder, doesn't throwing more data into the mix just make the privacy problem worse? What's to stop these smaller companies from using this newfound data in the same way big tech has, maybe even less responsibly?
Right. It's like we're so busy celebrating that they're sharing the toys, we forgot to, like, check if there's even adult supervision in the room.
Exactly. We can't just assume these smaller companies are going to automatically play by the rules. Data sharing on its own isn't a magical fix. It has to go hand in hand with, you know, strong regulations, ethical considerations, the whole nine yards.
So, stricter rules of the road, maybe some speed bumps, metaphorically speaking, to keep things from getting out of control. Couldn't have said it better myself. We need to make sure these companies are equipped to handle this data responsibly. Proper security, transparency, using it in a way that actually respects user privacy. Which, let's be real, is a whole other conversation.
This is seriously complex stuff. We're not just scratching the surface here. We're like spelunking into the depths of how data is used and, let's be honest, abused in this digital age. But hey, at least now we're asking the right questions, right?
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, as they say. The more we understand about how this whole data prediction game works, the more we can demand from companies and regulators. Transparency, accountability, those need to be at the forefront.
So what can we, as like regular internet users, actually DO about all this? I mean, besides swearing off technology and moving to a yurt in the woods.
Well, it's not about disconnecting entirely. It's about being savvy, being aware. Those cookie pop-ups. Take a second. Understand what you're agreeing to. Dive into those privacy settings on your phone, your apps. You might be surprised how much control you actually have.
It's like we're all playing this massive online game, but nobody actually read the rule book, you know?
Exactly. And we, as consumers, we've got a voice. We can choose to support companies that align with our values. The ones that are upfront about their data practices. The ones that actually care about privacy. We've got to make it clear. Our data is valuable. It's not just something to be exploited.
So it's not about fearing technology. It's about shaping it, making sure it serves everyone, not just the ones calling the shots.
Now you're talking. We hold more power than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't some inevitable dystopian future. It's about recognizing that we have a say in how this all plays out.
Man, this has been eye-opening. And honestly, this whole online tracking thing, it's not going away anytime soon. So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, happy browsing.